Let's talk about the importance of your liver. Now, the reason why I am so interested in the liver is because I really did a lot of damage to my liver over the years. Refined foods, massive amounts of coffee, and I really destroyed my liver and my gallbladder. In fact, I really think that I have scar tissue of my liver because if I go off a very strict plan, I will feel a heaviness underneath my right rib cage. And I definitely cannot handle even a little bit of alcohol without feeling really funky the next day. That is a reflection of liver. But if I eat healthy and do the right things, I'm totally fine. But realize this, the liver is about 3.5 pounds. It's on the right side of your body, and it's a hub of many different actions in converting your thyroid hormones from T4 to the active form T3. Without your liver, you're not going to be converting at least 80% of your thyroid. In fact, it's not going to even work. Your liver makes bile salts, which help you absorb vitamin A, D, E, and K2. And without that function, you're going to be deficient in all those nutrients. Your liver is the main detoxifier, helping you turn poisons into harmless particles. Your liver is the organ to help buffer excess amounts of estrogen so you don't develop estrogen dominance. It also buffers and helps regulate testosterone as well as cortisol. And so the liver is very important in regulating hormones. And so if you've damaged the liver or you have a fatty liver or you have a liver that's inflamed, you need to consume on a regular basis cruciferous vegetables, take milk thistle as a good supplement. Choline is a really good nutrient to take if you have a fatty liver. Bile salts are great to take if you have a fatty liver. And the top three things that you need to avoid are number one, alcohol, number two, refined sugar, and number three, refined grain products.